Welcome to the Job Free Economy Podcast. I'm Joe Herbert, your host and curator of the selfmadewealth.co online wealth education company. Welcome to the Job Free Economy. I'm Joe Herbert, and today I've got a kind of a cool episode. Whenever Forbes comes out with their list of, you know, the world's richest people, it's typically, you know, their list of billionaires. I'm always like totally into it. And I just did a Driving Thoughts episode about why you should always emulate the people that are the most successful at whatever it is you want to accomplish. And I've realized recently I've kind of become obsessed with billionaires, because let's face it, if you want to grow your income or your net worth and build financial and personal freedom, do you want to emulate somebody who's making $80,000 a year, or do you want to emulate somebody who's making $8 million a year? I find that when you try to emulate the most successful people, you may not get as far as them, but you're going to get a lot farther than you are. So you might as well reach for the top and follow the high achievers. And I think that's why I study billionaires. You know, $1 billion is a lot of money. When I grew up, $1 million used to be a lot of money. Now it's $1 billion. And I'm just intrigued at, like, how did these people make $1 billion? And some of them are worth 10 and 50 and 100 and 200 billion. That is a lot of money. And I'm also reading that, you know, in our lifetimes here, it's 2024, we're going to see the first trillionaire someday. So I'm always following these people, not just who they are and how they did it, but, you know, what's their traits? What are their habits? What are their belief systems? How do they live their lives? Because they do, you know, walk to the beat of a different drum. It's not luck. And I'm going to be doing another Job Free Economy podcast later. With all the content I've been watching about billionaires, I'm going to talk about the 10 most common traits I see that all billionaires have. But today, let's talk about the Forbes list of world's billionaires. And of course, these people keep getting richer, and they're more richer than ever. There's 141 more billionaires in the world than last year. That is a lot. There's about 2,781 billionaires right now. And their combined net worth is $14.2 trillion. And that's an increase of $2 trillion from 2023. So, you know, you can say all these people are selfish or they're dishonest or they're greedy. But one thing I will say is they know how to make money. And that's another reason why I study and follow everything I can about billionaires. I read the books they write. I read the books they say you should read. I listen to them getting interviewed on YouTube channels. But the 2024 list, you know, broke records that were set in 2021. You know, 26 more billionaires on the list, and their combined net worth went up $1.1 trillion. I know it's obscene, but it's just a fact. Two-thirds of the billionaires on the list grew their net worth, and the top 20 billionaires added about $700 billion to their combined worth since 2023. And the U.S. has the most billionaires in the world, 813 of any country. China has 473 billionaires. India has 200 billionaires. And those are records this year for that country as well. So this Bernard Arnault and his family, they're the richest family in the world. They have a net worth of $233 billion. And they own the LVMH luxury fashion and cosmetics conglomerate in France. And they're typically year in and year out in the top three wealthiest families in the world. Elon Musk was the richest person in the world. He slipped to number two. He has a net worth of $195 billion. Coming in number third, of course, Jeff Bezos. He owns Amazon. He's got a net worth of $195 billion. Fourth is Mark Zuckerberg, who owns Facebook. He's got a net worth of $177 billion. Other billionaires are Fox News founder Rupert Murdoch and his family, Jerry Jones that owns the Cowboys, Jay-Z, Kim Kardashian, and Taylor Swift now is a billionaire. The wealthiest woman on the billionaires list comes in at number 15, Françoise Bettencourt Myers. She's the granddaughter of the founder of L'Oreal. She's the richest woman in the world at $99 billion. That's a lot of money. The other top four wealthiest women in the world, Alice Walton, she's Sam Walton's daughter, the founder of Walmart at $72 billion. Julia Koch and her three children, who inherited a stake in Koch Industries from her husband when he died, $64 billion. Jacqueline Mars, who owns one-third of the Mars Candy and Food Company, worth $38 billion. This is a unique one. Mackenzie Scott, the ex-wife of Jeff Bezos, is now worth $35 billion because that's what she got in that divorce. So divorce is now becoming a way to become a billionaire. We know the NFL is the most popular professional sports in America. And, of course, the Forbes billionaire list proves that. It's good to be in the NFL business. Stan Kroenke leads the NFL billionaires. He owns the Los Angeles Rams, which is worth $16 billion. His family also owns the Denver Nuggets and the Colorado Avalanche, an NBA team and an NHL hockey team. And he's married to the Walmart heiress, Ann Walton, and he made a fortune in real estate as well. So that's one rich couple. Steve Ballmer, who owns the Los Angeles Clippers, and Steve Cohen, that owns the New York Mets, they're millionaires. As I mentioned, Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones is worth about $13 billion. And he bought the Cowboys for $140 million back in 1989. Boy, what a great business transaction that was. Other owners, New England Patriots, Robert Kraft is a billionaire. Atlanta Falcons owner Arthur Blank. Baltimore Ravens owner Stephen Biscotti. New Orleans Saints owner Gail Benson. San Francisco 49ers, owned by the Denise Yorkin family. Former Houston, Texas owner Janice McNair, who now sold the team to her son. Boston Red Sox owner John Henry. Arturo Marino, who owns the Los Angeles Angels. Dan Snyder, who used to own the Washington Commanders. He sold that for $6 billion. Jeffrey Lurie and family are billionaires. They own the Philadelphia Eagles. And another guy that we all know, Michael Jordan. Okay, he had an incredible NBA career. I know he owns some ownership interests in an NBA team. And I believe he's looking to have interest in another professional sports team. He's worth about $3 billion. So if I go down the list here of where are these people, what industries did they invest their money in? You know, a few of them have done it through inheritance, but not as much anymore. Private equity, manufacturing, food production, beauty products, fashion, software, technology, restaurant franchise ownership, e-commerce. Again, entertainers now are becoming billionaires like Beyonce, Jay-Z, and Taylor Swift. Professional athletes like Magic Johnson. Magic is a billionaire. Let's not forget the amazing Oprah Winfrey. She is a media mogul. So there's so many different industries and ways that you can become a billionaire, but you don't have to become a billionaire. You can go into these same industries. And again, in my next episode, I'm going to talk about the traits of billionaires. You can grow your net worth in these industries by doing and thinking the right way and changing your beliefs and the way you make decisions. In fact, I was watching a YouTube video where the YouTube show host was interviewing a billionaire, and the billionaire emphasized, of course, when these billionaires get interviewed, they get asked, you know, well, what do you do? How do you live? Well, what do you think was the difference? And they always go back to a lot of the same things. I'm going to touch on a few of them, but I'm going to talk about 10 of them that are the most common in that next podcast. But, you know, he was emphasizing the importance of reading books on mindset and personal development and business. They also highlighted the significance of industry knowledge, being really good at your product, your service, your industry. And I talked about that in one of my driving thoughts, that you have to be really good at what you do, you have to do it consistently, and you have to do it over an extended time period. Of course, there's been billionaires that have taken over the family business, but so much more today, billionaires start from scratch in things like real estate, finance, tech, and fashion. There are more new millionaires and billionaires being minted every day, obviously, than ever before, and inheritance is becoming a smaller and smaller path. From my own research, I consistently see that many of the factors that you think would matter don't matter. Gender doesn't matter anymore. Race doesn't matter. Religion, you know, what are their ethnicities, their country of origin, how tall they were, how much they weighed, their age. Were they good students? Did they go to college? Did their parents go to college? Did they have two parents? None of this matters anymore. When I do my upcoming podcast episode, those 10 traits that they all have in common, it's none of those things. So thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed this report on what's going on with billionaires. I hope it gets you motivated to just go to a better financial place in life. And again, you can check out my job-free economy podcast. You can go to selfmadewealth.co, selfmadewealth.co, and you can sign up for it there, listen to it there. It's on Spotify, Stitcher, iHeart, and Apple. And the next one is going to be the 10 most common traits that I see in all billionaires. Thanks for listening. Thank you for taking the time to listen to the Job Free Economy podcast. If you want to connect with me and start your journey to financial and personal freedom, go to selfmadewealth.co.